This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The first portion of our weekly get-together, our focus on food, family, and the farm. In this instance, what really is important news-wise this week, I think, is something everybody needs to take note of. If you have not heard this information about seeds from China, please stop what you're doing. Give me 3 or 4 minutes to explain what's going on and to warn you about something that is very dangerous. This comes in the same mouth that tells you that the virus was started by the Chinese Communists, the leaders of China are scurrilous. We all know the story of the consulate in Houston that got closed down last week because the Chinese are violating every accord you could possibly think of, spying, and the two people that were spying on Americans, so they were using the consulate as a hideout, if you will, so that's why that was closed. I think we should close every single one of these, and we just send the Chinese workers working for the government back home. But that's not the worst. There's a warning this week. And again, please, everybody pay attention to this so you know a number of different things, including what not to do with these seeds that are coming to you. Department of Agriculture has warned Americans from coast to coast not to plant unsolicited packages of seed that are coming from China. Some of you, as farmers, have gotten these. Some of you, just people, they're being sent out in these plastic packets, but the cover says in Chinese that it's jewelry. When you open it up, and I'm looking at some pictures that have been posted in Washington State, mostly West Coast states at the moment, but Virginia, also, there are states all over the country that are getting, residents are getting these seeds. So, residents are not to put the seeds in the ground. Do not even open the packages. You can see through the, once you take the outer layer off, you're looking at what looks like pumpkin seeds. If you didn't order them, and nobody did, then why would you put them in the ground? And for God's sakes, don't eat them. Officials say the seeds could grow invasive species. They are treated with something that will threaten our entire crop system and our livestock system. If you don't think we're at war, then welcome to it. This is war. We're at war with the Chinese government. Our government, our people, not with the Chinese people, but the Chinese government. So these seeds are the latest in a dulling. I mean, it's getting so dull, and it's numbing, maybe is the better word, mind-numbing, how many different fronts we have to fight the Chinese on because they want control of our country and the world. So they start the most recent, I mean, they've been doing this for years, spying, certainly, trying to influence elections, but now it's into the food system. We go from the medical system, from the coronavirus, which was caused by the Chinese government in a laboratory. Now we have the Chinese seeds that are nothing but danger. The old, remember, danger, danger, Will Robinson? Well, that's what this is. The USDA is collecting these seeds and are sending them out to be tested. But most people in the agency working with State's Department of Agriculture, that is the various states, say that this is nothing to be messing with and say, don't do anything. Well, I mean, don't throw them away, don't burn them. Actually, don't burn them because you don't know what to get in the air. This is a real scam. And so what they're doing is sending you what appears to be a sample in order to, quote-unquote, boost sales. They want you to plant these things and then talk about how wonderful they are. That's what they tell you in the package. But no. Especially, and they are, they're unsolicited. Who buys seeds no matter what? What farmer, what backyard gardener buys seeds that are from China? The seeds have to come from something that's grown there. And we all know the Chinese are trying the one thing that keeps, this is how stupid they are. They want to ruin our food supply, but they're the major beneficiaries of it because they need our food. They have huge delinquency. Well, not delinquency. They have holes, real holes in their food supply chain, and so they need our food. But they're going to ruin it because they'd rather ruin us than feed their people. The Chinese Postal Service said they abide by restrictions, but they're a lying bunch of SOBs anyway, so who would believe any of that, frankly? I keep looking at these things and see what kind of a state we're in. And, again, I'm looking at the state of Alabama right now. Label the shipments as agricultural smuggling. That's what it is. Because they're supposed to be, when seeds come into the country, they're supposed to be checked out. Officials say some of the packages contain Chinese writing. And if the bottom line here is, I don't want to overdo this. Well, I kind of do want to overdo it, actually. I want you to get the picture. I want you to get the message. I want you to understand that if you're one of the millions of people who've gotten these seeds from China, give them to local authorities, get them to the State Department of Agriculture. Do not open them. Do not eat them. Do not plant them. All right? Am I making myself clear? I think abundantly. I hope I'm making myself abundantly clear. It's just bad business all the way around. And it's another, again, incursion, attack, if you will, Chinese government on us. So here we go again. There, that's the, again, check it out with the State Department of Agriculture, but look out for those seeds. Doug Steffen here in a moment. Jason Brown is going to bring us to his First Fruits Farm for a very interesting experience. We'll tell you that story with him as the American Family Farmer Show continues with a focus now on your weight, the numbers. The numbers do not lie. And almost 40% of us here in this country are way, way overweight. And that's the number one risk factor, even though the virus may not be as potent as it was, and you're not going to probably die. You might, but if your body is susceptible because you're overweight, man, you're just cruising for a bruising. Why would you want to put yourself in that position when it's so easy and so healthy to lose weight the safe way with Calotren? Calotren. What a fabulous choice for healthy weight loss because it's all natural. Proudly manufactured in the USA in a COVID-free facility, certified, manufactured to FDA standards. It's a one-of-a-kind formula. It's all patented, hasn't got any drugs, no stimulants, nothing like that. You take four capsules or four teaspoons at bedtime and let it do its work. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. If you don't get on the program, start losing weight, get your money back. But obviously, this company's been around for 20-some-odd years. And if it didn't work, they wouldn't be out there telling you or allowing me to tell you how great it is. I have to just get to the message. You go from there. You have to go to toploss.com, which is their website. You have to order three bottles. You order three, get six, because it's the summer sizzler sale. Buy three, get three free, buy four, and on it goes. Buy an equal number, and you stay on the program. Some people stay on it forever. I take these capsules every night before I go to bed because I think it's good for other things in my body. But also, if you don't stay on the program for 6 months, you won't have your body trained to not only lose the weight, but keep it off. That's what you want. Keep that weight off with Calotren. Go to the website toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV for no shipping charges and the summer sizzling BOGO deals.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
On today's Business Minute, cybersecurity expert Charles Henderson from IBM is joining us with tips for businesses and employees to work from home safely.
Hire a hacker to think like an attacker is a great strategy. As we move to this remote work environment, collaboration has really suffered. So employees are looking for new ways to collaborate with their peers, with the people that they need to share information with. And if you don't give them the tools to collaborate, they're going to invent their own tools, and you're going to be really sad as an employer when you find out what they've done. Be proactive. In your corporate life, look to your security policies and make sure that you're following them. And if they aren't sufficient, ask your employer. Maybe there's more policies or maybe some need to be developed. In your home life, same thing. Be proactive. Use password managers and use different passwords on every site. Follow those security tips you always hear. And only use the tools and devices that your company issues you if they issue you devices.
For more information, go to IBM.com/security.
Moving along now on this week's American Family Farmer, we have with us now a native of Henderson, North Carolina. Some of you may know Jason Brown from other things that he's done with his life. He's here now because he's a farmer. His farm is called First Fruits Farm. Should we assume from that, Jason, that you just grow fruit on your farm?
No, it's fruits, vegetables. We have a barnyard full of the traditional animals as well. So it's truly a traditional farm.
Where are you from originally, Jason?
So I'm originally from Henderson, North Carolina. Our farm right now is actually located about 30 minutes south of my hometown. And the farm is located in Lewisburg, North Carolina, just about, 30, 40 minutes outside of the Triangle area from Raleigh.
If people are thinking, I know that name for a reason, how were you gainfully employed before you formed First Fruit Farm?
Well, I was very fortunate and blessed enough to play in the NFL, 7 years in the NFL. I was drafted by the Baltimore Ravens in the fourth round in 2005, played there for 4 years, and then had a pretty awesome stint with the St. Louis Rams, for 3 years.
Right. So that served you well in any number of ways. How would you describe your career? Because a lot of people, when they hear you're a professional football player, they worry about your head because for some obvious reasons. How's your head?
Oh, yeah. So thank the Lord. No CTE, no concerns there. Now, I did, of course, suffer a few light, concussions. It's one of those things with the odds. The more you're out there, the more you are exposed to head injury and those types of things. But like I said, by the grace of God, man, I am completely in functional health, mentally and physically.
You have a wife and children, yes?
A very big family. So when I tell people we have 8 children, they're like,
wow.
What? They're like, get out of here. but the thing is that, guess what? We're bringing big families back. And especially, look, being on a farm back in the day, having 8 children, that was average.
When I was a kid, the number of children that we had that were on the farm were predicated by how much work needed to be performed. Let's continue down that street in a moment. Jason Brown from First Fruits Farm is the person in focus here on the American Family Farmer this week.
Mm-hmm.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the farm. You can run your
Moving along now on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, having to have Jason Brown here from First Fruits Farm down in Lewisburg, North Carolina, an area where there's a lot of great farming going on. So you were talking about where you grew up. What kind of farm experience did you have before you decided you wanted to go down this road, Jason?
Very little farm experience. My father, he was a landscapist, you know, by trade, and so I grew up with a little bit of a green thumb, planting flowers, shrubs, and mowing lawns, stuff like that. A little bit of garden experience, but nothing when it comes to like big agriculture, you know, big farming.
Right. Now you have, what did you say, 1,000 acres here?
Yes, sir. It's 1,000-acre farm.
How would you, let's dig into it a little bit more, pardon the pun, the essence of what you do in terms of crops, animals, that sort of thing, sort of paint a word picture of this thing that you and your wife and your family, and by the way, I wasn't being facetious when I said what I did before we paused there a few moments ago. When I was a kid, and I had a friend that was an Iowa farm gal, and she said the same thing, that she was the last of three in her family because the family decided they needed three kids to work on the farm. And that was not awkward. It wasn't unbelievable. It wasn't, oh, my God, can you imagine? That's why they had children? No. It was a very practical decision. So did you go back to that thinking you needed eight children on your 1,000-acre farm?
Yeah, so here's the deal. When we got to the farm late 2012, we had two children and number three on the way. And, I looked around at this large farm and I said, God, like, I need some help, you know, here on this farm. And finding good help is very hard to find. But here's the thing. You can grow your own help, all right?
Yeah.
So, yes, it is very practical. But, you know, one thing that I always feared was being able to teach my children discipline, work ethic, and responsibility. When I was living in St. Louis, in the middle of the city, in a mansion, I said, you know, how am I going to be able to do those things? But guess what? On a farm, they're built in. And a farm is the absolute best place to raise a family. I tell people, guess what? My children, they have grit. You know, literally farm grit. You know, they are free range children, just like our chickens. And we wake up every single morning, so we huddle just like in football. We go over our daily assignments. We have prayer at 6 a.m. and then I send the babies out, and we're all out of the door by 6:15 every single morning, before we come back in for breakfast.
How old are these children?
So our oldest is 12 years old, and I know you say that that's young, but guess what? Because of the farm, he literally has the maturity of a 17, 18-year-old.
Right. The farm teaches kids. I'll tell you something. As a kid growing up around cows on the farm, I don't know what I would have become, where I would be, if it weren't for, A, the exposure to the animals and learning about life, but also the responsibilities that I took upon myself, because it wasn't my family farm. It was a farm in the neighborhood, actually with three of them, that I gravitated to over the years, and it made me the person that I am today. There's something about the character that one develops living and growing and breathing the way, the life blood that you breathe into your soul that comes from being around the animals and doing that work. I completely understand what you're talking about, Jason, and the maturation process for sure. Jason Brown from First Fruits Farm, next half hour coming up here on this week's American Family Farmer Show.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former President Barack Obama will eulogize a civil rights icon and congressman today, as over a week of tributes to John Lewis will culminate with a funeral in Atlanta. Former Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton will also reportedly be at the funeral at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church. Masks are now required in the House of Representatives. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says members will only be allowed to remove them when giving a speech on the floor. The ruling came hours after a Republican member announced that he had the COVID-19 virus.
before you go in, formerly the White House. They test you with the quick test, and it tested positive.
Texas Representative Louis Gohmert had originally been scheduled to fly to his home state with President Trump on Air Force One yesterday. Gohmert has been critical of mask mandates since the pandemic began, and this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Many experts say be careful where you're getting your COVID-19 information. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
As the world races to find a vaccine and a treatment for COVID-19, there seems to be no antidote in sight for the outbreak of coronavirus conspiracy theories, hoaxes, and anti-mask myths. Officials say Russians are spreading fake news by social media. President Trump tweeted a doctor in a video that promoted hydroxychloroquine. Dr. Emmanuel said you don't need masks and you don't need people to be locked down. In actuality, federal regulators last month revoked their authorization of the drug as an emergency treatment amid growing evidence it doesn't work and has deadly side effects. Social media began removing the video from President Trump for violating policies on COVID-19 misinformation. Many of the claims in Emmanuel's video are widely disputed by medical experts. Other hoaxes say the virus isn't real, or that it's a bioweapon created by the U.S. One hoax claimed the new 5G towers were spreading the virus through microwaves.
And Dunkin' is putting its coffee into a couple of new flavors of cereal. It's teaming up with Post, and starting next month, people will be able to pick up mocha latte or caramel macchiato-flavored cereal at their local grocery store. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to that harvest honey.
Next up, or continuing, actually, our conversation on this week's American Family Farmers Show, I'm Doug Steffen. Don't forget our podcast that comes out every week, which contains the essence, the main essence of conversations that we've had in previous shows. For example, the current at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com current podcast is a focus on how to reduce waste. And that's, you know, the kind of problems that some people have with food that doesn't look just so. The strawberries that aren't great, the peaches or the apples or corn, whatever it is that doesn't seem to be perfect that you don't think is going to sell, what do you do with that? Well, that question is answered in our podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. Matter of fact, when you get down to the nitty-gritty with Jason's farm, you're doing, it's not the same type of thing at all, but you are doing great things, but you plan to have excess food or to give food away. Is that not correct?
Well, we started looking for land for a farm. My wife and I, we made a promise to God. We said, whatever farm you bless us with, We're going to name it First Fruits Farm, and God, we're going to give your people, our neighbors, the first fruits of whatever is grown and produced from the land. And I guess you would call it like philanthropic, you know, farming. It's a farm ministry at its core. And we have this awesome partner and organization, the Society of St. Andrew, that has an awesome network of gleaners that go out and glean, you know, some of our farmers, you know, leftover crops that they have out in the field. And they said, you know what, no one has ever done this before, Jason, where they have grown specifically to help fulfill a need in the community. And I said, well, hopefully, you know, I won't, you know, be the first or the last, and that, you know, this is something that's going to help to pick up, you know, to help feed our growing nation.
We certainly need it, and a lot of the excess food does also go to help people in other countries as well, but I'm with you. I want to help out our Americans, the number of people. Actually, I do a regular daily program called the DJV Show. One of the things we were musing about today was the number of people who go to bed hungry, and especially since the virus and more families are experiencing no money or little money, and their food, what do they call it? There's a food challenge or something. I don't know what the expression is, but there's not enough food to go around, and we have so many stupid laws in our country that keep people from restaurateurs, for example, from giving away excess food to people who need it. And so in this circumstance, I would bet because of your connection to various religious organizations that you're getting right to the nitty-gritty of people who would come to the churches because they seek shelter and food, right?
Yes, sir. It's food insecurity. And North Carolina ranks it extremely high in food insecurity. Some counties, 1 in 6 or even 1 in 5 children, don't know where their next meal is going to come from. They're going to go to bed hungry at night. And a startling statement by the CEO of Feeding America. She just said that, guess what, because of COVID-19 and the disruption in our food system, that there's going to be as many people in need and in hunger than what we saw during the Great Depression. And that's startling, okay? That's frightening. And for us, that's causing us to ramp up and say, what more can we do? How much more can we challenge our local communities to say, guess what? Farming, it's been around for thousands of years. You know, we're not doing anything special or unique. Guess what? You can start sowing some seeds yourself. It's still not too late. It's July. It's still not too late to try and start a garden and help prepare for the wintertime, which is coming.
Right, and teaching people, not only having help, but teaching people about the farm. That's one of my great messages. I have a farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. If you go to Easley, EASTLEIGH, EasleyFarm.com, you'll see what goes on with. I'm an animal person. I'm not a grower of fruits and vegetables. I leave that to my friend up the street so that we sort of balance each other off. We have an animal. I raise Jersey replacement heifers, but we got all kinds of every imaginable thing from the farm that's there. And I do it because, in part, I want people to know where their food comes from, what the animals look like at all stages of their lives, whether they be ducks, chickens, whether it's goats, whether it's cows, whatever it is, they go through life. They live a life. And, you know, we're challenged, as you know, Jason, with people not knowing. They, up until the COVID thing, everybody thought, oh, yeah, the food comes from the grocery store or the food store. No. So now there's a movement to bring people back to the farm to go find the food, watch how it's grown, maybe be involved in it. So I wonder how that plays into how successful you have been there. You got a neat old dairy barn. I love that barn. I love those barns. Man, those are great. Barns. So you got people that they're finding you because do you offer CSAs and stuff? How do you sell to the local community that wants to buy your produce?
The unfortunate thing is that there's still such a tremendous need from our community that we still have not sold any of our produce. From our first harvest back in 2014, a lot of the food agencies and the food banks, they said, wow, like, you know, thank you so much, because a lot of them, they're being depleted of healthy, good produce. A lot of them that they have, you know, canned goods, dried goods. But when it comes to healthy fruits and vegetables, it's extremely rare, you know, to find them at some of these places. And so for us, when we saw that need, God placed it in our heart to give away our entire first harvest and not to market or sell any of it. And subsequently since then, we've given it all away, all right? And I look at my wife, and I look up to God, and I say, that wasn't the original plan, God, all right? For it's first fruits farm, not all fruits farm.
Yeah, right.
And I even have a good friend of mine. He said, look, his father gave him the wisdom, hey, if you're just giving everything away and you're trying to help everybody soon, you're going to be the one that's in need of help. And so don't get me wrong, it's been very challenging to do what we do here at First Fruits Farm, especially on a shoestring budget. I mean, every farmer knows, guess what? There's inputs, there's overheads, there's things that you have to do to bring a crop to harvest. But man, God has just every step of the way, you know, created partnerships and opened doors where we're still able to help feed our local communities. That's the miracle.
A lot of people would say, well, I have to pause for a moment, and then I want to spend a few more minutes being somewhat philosophical with you. Jason Brown here with Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands. Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit healvets.org. That's healvets.org.
Jason Brown is here from First Fruits Farm. His farm and ministry is at wisdomforlife.org, wisdomforlife.org. Also has very interesting, I was talking about that old dairy bar. Man, when I see those things, I just love them. You're using yours like I'm using mine to a point here, hosting gatherings and that sort of thing. So if folks want some more ideas, not only what Jason is doing on the farm, but the events that he's doing, go to AmazingGrazeEvents.com, which is very clever. Amazing, G-R-A-Z-E, AmazingGrazeEvents.com for what they're doing here in their in the barn. They got a guest house and that sort of stuff. What I like is that you're encouraging people. I do this as well. Get volunteers, people that will come, see not only what goes on with the animals, but do the chores there. Teach people what it's like when it comes to cows or when it comes to planting a carrot or whatever it is. That's something that is, it's a part of life that is unmistakably unique. And we've, you know, we're so far divorced from the farm now. It's just this is dangerous. So you're doing a great service here all the way across the board. How does it, when you first started to do this, now you were talking about, you know, it's tight, and it really is. I'll speak to that as well. You can't really, farming is my avocation. It's become your vocation, but your earlier vocation gave you some freedom and liquidity because of, you know, the kind of money you were making as a football player to put it into this. Is that what you kind of, you saved your dough and here we are using the money for good? Am I right on that?
Yes, sir, to a certain extent. But with a farm this big, you know, a lot of savings, you right. can start going through them, you know, fairly quickly. All right. And that's why one thing when we first got here to the farm, even though it's a very large farm, I was smart enough to only, you know, try and plant 5 acres of sweet potatoes instead of, you know, several hundred acres of sweet potatoes. Because of course, you know, man, look, if you don't know what you're doing and you just dive head in, you can set yourself up for disappointment. And even though we do this as a ministry, we do this in love. I mean, God called us to a farm. Look, you can't be naive to think that, oh, well, I've got insurance, you know, from God. Guess what? It rains on the just and the unjust. We've had our good years. We've had some horrible years. Okay, I've had some years where I looked up to heaven. I said, God, why have you forsaken me? Okay, but guess what? Man, through it all, even in a few of those bad years, 2015, 2018, I still gave thanks, all right? In humility, I still gave thanks and said, you know what? You know, I have another opportunity, you know, next year. And guess what? The very next year, you'll have a bumper crop. And that's how it works. But at the same time, you got to be encouraged. You got to keep the faith.
Yeah. Well, I think that there are the root of a lot of farm families' lives are built on connections to God, because it is the clearest, in my mind anyway, it's the most direct way of understanding what God or whatever term you use, ultimate force, whatever, however you infinite intelligence, whatever description you give to God, without some power that is far greater than we are, we have zero squat nothing. And so that's, I don't understand how people, when they look at stuff growing cell on top of cell, don't get that, but some people don't. You know, it's all right. They do what they do. Tell me about your book. Give me a 30-second synopsis of this book that's coming out next spring.
So I played center in the NFL. That was my position.
Highest paid center in the history of the game.
Give me some credit. And the title of this book is appropriately titled Centered. And so it's just it shares my story, my testimony, as to why someone would do what I did, walk away from fortune, fame, millions of dollars to a lifestyle that's much more humbling. But guess what? This is where I found my true treasure.
Exactly, you get it. Jason Brown on Facebook, it's at First Fruits Farm NC. Instagram at Wise Farmer Brown. Oh, I like that. I hadn't thought about that. Twitter at Wise Farmer Brown. That's cute. Jason Brown from First Fruits Farm here on this week's American Family Farmer. Good luck, Jason.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective, do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer. And now, this comment. The people in the government, our government, whether it be the federal government, the local government, state government, whatever, there's all kinds of guidance that comes from people who seem to think they know more than we do. I find it offensive sometimes, not most of the time, the kind of simplistic stuff that comes out of the government that people sort of bow down to. I think that authority is there to be challenged. Not that we shouldn't be following a lot of his guidance when it comes to, and it isn't just about agriculture, and when it comes to being polite, intelligent, wearing a mask, even though it's like everything else become political, it isn't. It's thoughtful, it's positive, it's helpful. So there's that. I require everybody who comes to my farm to visit, I require they wear a mask. That's just it. And the same thing in terms of distancing. When you stand in line to get ice cream, you have put the markers down on the pavement for people, and they're very good. I find people are very thoughtful, very good about adhering to this stuff. After all, it's not that much work, frankly. It's not that big a deal. What is so much to ask you to wear a mask and to stand 5 or 6 feet apart from the next person who's in line to buy some ice cream, or whatever it is, to stand and watch the calves being fed, or go out and I have a set of bleachers. You can sit and watch the cows if you want to for hours on end. But just be practical, be fair. That's all this is. Many states are releasing their own guidance for agriculture. Generally recommended that you refer to state guidance first before you go down the road, the rabbit hole to the feds. And, you know, again, it's advice. It's guidance. Most of the time it's not law. But, you know, when you're the farms are different than any place else. If you have a situation where there's a lot of close contact with coworkers, whether it be in the field or whether it be indoors, fixing, preparing produce, milking cows, whatever it is, you're sharing tools, you're sharing equipment. Maybe you get off one tractor and onto another one, and it might be a smart thing to wipe off the steering wheel or some of the controls. The processing machinery that's in the any of the food plants, the chicken plants, the pork plant, all of those places, they need to be kept clean. And then, you know, the business about the housing that's oftentimes required and provided for people who work. Cooking, I mean, the same things provide, whether you're in an Airbnb or whether you're working on a farm, whatever it is, bathrooms, laundry facilities, all that sort of thing. I guess that I would like to think that people are doing this on their own, on their farm, in their homes, for their families. I mean, why would you treat people you don't even know better than you treat your family? You don't know where your family has been, your spouse during the day, your children, what contact they may have had, if they are going to school or if they're playing with their friends, whatever it is, even if they're exercising what seems to be appropriate distancing. You see what's going on in the world of baseball and football and maybe even basketball. I'd be surprised if the baseball season goes anywhere. A lot of the players are just refusing to play. Same with the NFL. I know a whole half of a team just says, we're not playing. That's it. See me next year. Well, there are farm workers who are basically saying the same thing as well. So being thoughtful, being intelligent, following your own guidance is probably better than following some government guidance. But that doesn't mean not to do anything. It means to use common sense. Speaking of that, one of the things that has come to my attention this week, as the milk quotas continue to cut into your wallet if you're a dairy farmer, and the virus food assistance program is working very poorly, the money's dribbling in, but farmers are going out of business right and left. They're dumping their milk. And to add insult to injury, one of the professors of agricultural economics said we should expect milk markets to be turbulent for the rest of the year. Pretty much produce markets are in good, strong shape. Corn in my neck of the woods bringing a buck an ear. That's how much in demand it is. The peaches are great this year. The fruit's great this year. A lot of things are great, but they're expensive because the markets are turbulent, because the times are turbulent. So expect that to be the case. Get your fair share. Price things appropriately that you're selling to your retail customers. That's my thought, or those are my thoughts, plural, on the American Family Farmer Show this week. I'm Doug Steffen. It's all the time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.